Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, top of the hour to you. Welcome back to the program. 4 o'clock. Hanging out for another hour today as part of our Falcon pregame coverage here on 97.3 The Fan. That's right. We got Falcons football. Also got Panthers football. It's Atlanta and Carolina, the Thursday night NFL game of the week. So easy to listen to 97.3 The Fan on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan. That's all you got to do. It's powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Probably the big news in sports today, if you're just tuning in, Tony La Russa, the Hall of Fame skipper, three-time World Series winning manager, once with the Oakland Athletics, twice with the St. Louis Cardinals, is back in baseball. The 76-year-old skipper now will be managing the Chicago White Sox. So that was kind of the one news story of the day. I did notice that Michael Thomas, remember that guy, Tony? Everybody who drafted him, like with the first or second pick in their fantasy draft, like me.
Yes.
He actually stepped out on the practice field today, and from what I'm told, did not get hurt. So
that sounds great.
Maybe he has a chance to play this weekend. We're going to be doing our NFL Pick'em segment coming up in this half hour, and we'll see how things go there. And also, one note to pass along. Great, you know, we've got the kind of the crappy end of the stick on the primetime football games this weekend. I mean, when you got Dallas, Philadelphia as a Sunday night game, and you got Tampa
Bay. Talk
about
Atlanta, Carolina today.
Yeah, Atlanta, Carolina is not exactly a classic. I got to give our production crew at the station a lot of credit. Adam and his cronies who put those promos together.
cronies.
I think it says something like, a classic NFC South matchup tonight, Atlanta and Carolina. Oh, yes, these teams have
classic.
Hated each other for years. Carolina's only been in the league for about 15 years, but anyway. It's the best you can do. But what I wanted to say is that on Sunday morning, right here on 97.3 The Fan, we do have a great game on, the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. We just picked that one up.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll be able to listen to the undefeated Steelers against the once-beaten Ravens. So if you're out running around on Sunday morning, make sure you take 97.3 The Fan with you and listen to that that good ball game on Sunday. We are your NFL home. We take care of you as best we can. All right, coming up right now, a little Chris versus the Fans. Phone number is 833-288-0973. I say, let's play.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Tony, you're hosting today. I know that. You're the master of ceremonies. Adam Klug is the, Adam, are you the buzzer and victory bell guy?
I sure am.
All right, good. You know that normally means that you have to read the rules. Do you have them in front of you?
No, I'm prepared for that.
Oh, okay.
He's prepared.
What's the rules then?
Adam is a Boy Scout, man. He's prepared.
I'm happy for Tony to go if you prefer.
No, go right ahead, Adam. I want to hear your read.
You have to make it through three questions against Chris. Each question will get progressively more difficult. If you get the first question right, you move on to the next round. If you get the question wrong, Chris gets an opportunity to answer, and if he gets it right, you're out. If he gets it wrong, you advance to the next round.
I think we should just put that on a loop, Tony, and instead of having to hear Scraby blabber through that from now on, we can just have Adam's clean read.
You want to give our contestants, you want to let them know what they have a chance
a
to
A little
win.
Carrot, yes. If you win today, you win the Padres prize pack that includes a Padres hat, fleece blanket, mask, tote bag, all courtesy of the San Diego Padres. All right, I'll turn it over to Tony.
Yes, I tried to have you stall there because Adam was reading the rules, my iPad died.
That
has all the questions. So, Adam, can you step in for me and bring in our contestant
Tony, I'm prepared for that as well.
I like having you around.
Yeah, Adam? I knew there was something I liked about this guy.
Guys, bring on
Gilberto then.
Gilberto from San Diego.
Hola, muchachos. ¿Cómo están?
Hola, Gilberto.
What's up, Gilberto?
Oh, I'm doing great. Wonderful week, especially for my Dodgers.
Oh, I knew it was coming. Right. It was coming.
Tony. The move that Cash made, I think it was the right move, but he was not counting on the wild pitch. That changed the whole thing.
Yeah, so now we have two people in the entire world that
you and Joe Sheehan. Yeah,
you and Joe Sheehan both think that was the right move. I beg to differ, and I think the Dodgers told you all you needed to know about that move after the game, as they all proceeded to say, "We were so glad he came out of the game." All right, I'm back online now, so I can ask the first question here, Gilberto. Here we go. First question. Now remember, this is a Halloween version of Chris versus the Fan. So get ready. Here we go. What is Norman's last name in the movie Psycho?
Oh, I saw the original, Norman Bates.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Nice job.
Norman Bates.
Yes, he ran the Bates Motel.
Anthony Perkins.
Very good.
Yes.
Alberto.
Here we go. Second question. Down the Scraby rabbit hole we go. How many days do you have to live after you watch the videotape in the movie The Ring?
I didn't see that one, but I'll say
3 days. That is incorrect. Chris for the steal.
Oh, my God. I don't know anything about that movie. What did he say, 3 days? I'll say 24 hours.
24 hours. Also incorrect.
Also
Gilberto, you'll move to the final round. The answer to that question is actually a week, 7 days.
You get a whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. What's the big deal then?
That's a huge deal. Here we go. Question number 3. Let's get back into some baseball here. Or let's get back into some sports, I should say. The Baltimore Orioles were formerly known as what team?
I have no idea who that was, but they're in Baltimore. I don't know. I'll say the Ravens. I don't know.
The Ravens. That is incorrect. They got a quick buzzer on that one.
Yeah.
Chris, for the steal.
I got to tell you, Gilberto, that was a very nice run you made today and some good answers. But the Baltimore Orioles moved over to Baltimore from St. Louis. They had been the St. Louis Browns before they became the Baltimore Orioles.
That is correct, Gilberto. Yeah. Great job today, but you came up just a tad bit short.
That was good,
tomorrow,
though, Gilberto.
Take another shot.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. We'll move to Tom in El Cajon. Tom, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Thursday to you.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Tom?
Here we go. First question,
good, how
Tom.
You doing?
Do that St. Louis Brown thing, I bet you. Do you know that one, Tom?
No answer.
Crickets.
Crickets.
Here we go, Tom. First question. If you are a vampire, what part of the day is your favorite?
The night.
What part of the day is your favorite? That's a scrappy question.
So scrappy. That is correct. Nice
what
work,
part
Tom.
Of the day is your favorite? Not the day.
Here we go. Question number two.
That's funny.
All right. What camp does the movie Friday the 13th take place in?
Oh, my gosh. Camp. Man, I don't know.
I don't know is incorrect. Chris, for the score.
Man, I'm going back of ways on this one. Was it Crystal Camp Crystal? Camp, that's all I got. Oh!
So close.
What is it?
Camp Crystal Lake. Is where it takes place.
I'm going back so far, man. That movie was like
that was pretty
100
good
years
to
old.
Dig, that's pretty good to dig that deep and come up with Camp Crystal, even if you didn't get it right all the way.
Yeah.
But, Tom, that's good news for you. You moved to the third round here. Here we go.
Still alive,
Tom. Final question. What was the first horror film nominated for a Best Picture Oscar?
The Shining.
Ooh, The Shining.
Yes.
That is incorrect. Oh. Chris, you have a chance for the steal.
That's a tough one. I know The Exorcist was nominated for Best Picture. I don't know if that would be the first one. That's in the early 70s. Did you ever see that one? Man, that was scary.
Yeah, that movie has ruined me. That's why I don't watch scary movies to this day, is because of the
Exorcist. That was a scary one. You know, it could have been any of those ones in the 40s or the 50s, like Dracula or Frankenstein, but I'll just guess The Exorcist because that's the only one I can kind of think of.
Yeah, this is why he's Chris Ellel, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
That is correct.
Oh!
The Exorcist.
Wow.
All right.
Oh,
nice
man.
Job, Tom.
Thank you.
Sorry, Tom. That was a
Let's take
movie.
One more. Let's take one more before we go to break here. We'll go to Caesar in San Diego. Caesar, what's up, man?
Welcome hey, Caesar.
Howdy do.
Howdy do. Very good. Very good.
Here we go. First question. What does Jason wear on his face to disguise himself?
Well, that could be a scrappy trick question because in his first appearance, it's a sack, and then it's a hockey mask.
Yeah, very well. He got him all covered there, I think.
He did. He covered both. Yeah. That is correct. Hockey mask was what we were looking for. You got both of them. Here we go. Question number two. I have to say right now that my Zoom is frozen right now. And we were talking about horror movies, and Adam is, like, staring at me, smiling. It's kind of scary.
It's a little
it's
freaky.
Frozen like this right now. It's a little freaky.
It's freaky.
Here we go. Question
here,
number
Tony?
Two. What'd you say?
It's asking if you need me to jump in.
No. I got you. Here we go. Question number two. What San Diego city was Paranormal Activity filmed in?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what, San Diego city?
San Diego city.
Poway?
Oh, that's actually a good guess. Poway? Having grown up in Poway, I could certainly see how you might have picked Paranormal Activity because there's some paranormal
activity.
Stuff going
that was filmed. It was filmed in San Diego, apparently. I can begin to tell you. Let's see what. And again, this is a terrible question by Scraby because he's saying what San Diego city? Well, San Diego is the city.
I'd love
see.
To give you guys a hard time for killing Scraby when he's not here to defend himself, but you always kill him when he is here to defend himself.
Right. It's not like matter. We're it's not yeah, like we're stepping out of bounds here.
No, we're not. I mean, this obviously the way to word this question is what, you know, area of San Diego was the movie filmed in. But I'll say Chula Vista.
Chula Vista.
I have no idea.
That is incorrect. The answer is Carlsbad.
Really? How about
yes.
that?
Yes. Okay. So, Caesar, you move on to round number three.
Okay, Caesar, let's win it.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
And you're in luck. It's actually a sports question. What caused Aaron Judge to miss playing for nearly 8 weeks in 2018?
Aaron Judge, quadricep problem.
Quadricep problem.
He went with the quad.
He went with the quad. Tony, you're getting better and better at this at this hosting gig, by the way.
Chris, your chance for a steal.
You know, I know he did something stupid, and I can't remember what it was. I'll say a toothache. I don't know. I have no idea.
8 weeks for a toothache.
Yeah.
That is incorrect, and Caesar, you are the champion for today. The answer
is
he got hit by a pitch. He fractured his wrist and missed 8 weeks.
Oh, you sure it didn't clip off his wrist and hit him in the tooth?
I mean, it could have did that too, but he missed the time for 8 weeks for the broken wrist. All right, hang on the line there, Caesar. Adam will take care of you here in a sec, and we'll get you all set up for your – I believe it's a Padres pack, right?
Padres prize pack. Nicely done, Caesar. Way to go, man. Congratulations.
Nicely done. Matter of fact, nicely done by a lot of our contestants today. Yeah, you guys kind of battled it out
lively
there.
Lively show today. Trying to figure out Scraby's questions, I think, is one of the hardest things of all to do.
That's always a lot of fun.
That's
all right, let's step away, pay some bills. When we come back, we got one good matchup last week with the Steelers-Titans. We got another one this week with Steelers-Ravens. That's right here on 97.3 The Fan, by the way. But when we come back, Chris and Gwen's Pick'em, NFL Pick'em, that is, coming up when we return. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Here's traffic, Kelly Danick. 4:23 on the clock.
I knew as soon as I asked that, you would chime in.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Taking you to about 5 o'clock, the terrific showdown between the Carolina Panthers.
Sports world is buzzing.
They're definitely buzzing. They're definitely buzzing. Chris, could you hit your mute?
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much. We got a little bit of Gwen and Chris's NFL pick'em right now. Let's get to it.
Okay, NFL fans, it's time for NFL Pick'em. But not like boring Pick'em like all the other sports radio shows. We see who's the best in Gwen versus Chris. NFL Pick'em Edition on 97.3 The Fan. The Fan. The Fan.
All right, Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em. We have some fun rules for you if you haven't ever heard this segment before. We don't pick every single game like every other radio show does. We each make a three-point pick, and then we have a two-point pick, and we have a one-point pick. We not involve the odds, just straight up. And then after that, we each get an underdog pick. And we have to pick a team that is underdog to win straight up. And if they do win, then we get the amount of points that they are underdog by added to our score. Now, right now, because basically, and I like to rub it in, but Scraby's not here, but basically because of that Miami-San Francisco game a few weeks ago, which I picked the upset, I've opened up with the lead on Tony. It's 49-38. But things can change quickly. Now, I'm not suggesting, Tony, that you pick the Jets to beat the Chiefs. But just so people understand the way this game works, if you did pick the Jets to beat the Chiefs as your upset pick this week, and it happened, you would then get 19 points. And you could obviously turn the game around. Because you're first, I'm trying to talk you out of picking Kansas City is what I'm strategically trying to do here. But I'm pretty sure you're going to probably for 3 points. Go with the Chiefs, although far be it for me to speak for you. So you go, you're up, you got the first pick.
Real quick, just to clarify, the bold letters are home teams, correct?
Right.
Or capital
yes.
letters.
Capital are letters are home teams, and small letters are visiting teams. Correct.
All right.
That well, is on that the case, little sheet that I send to Tony every day just for people so they understand.
Yeah, that completely doesn't change anything. Let's go with Kansas City.
Still going to take them, huh?
Yeah.
19.5-point favorites. I know one time last year Dallas was 21-plus over Miami when Miami got off to that really bad start, and then they played Dallas early in the season. But there are very few games in the NFL that ever have a spread over 17 points. I mean, the National Football League is supposed to be any given Sunday, et cetera, but this is one of the great mismatches ever. The Jets at Kansas City. Tony, for 3 points, takes the Chiefs. Okay, so now I get my 3-point pick. I obviously can't pick that game. So I will take Tampa Bay on Monday night over the New York Football Giants. Tom Brady didn't become the greatest quarterback of all time because he loses the team as bad as the Giants, so... I'll take Tampa Bay for my 3-point pick. Tony, you're up.
This is where it gets dicey.
Yes, it's a dicey week. It actually is a very dicey week. It seems easy at the beginning, but after that, it's not easy.
Yeah, you're right. Let's give me Green Bay at home against Minnesota.
That's who I would have gone with in my 2-point pick, but you beat me to it. Green Bay is at home against Minnesota. So Tony gets that as his 2-point pick. Solid choice there. All right. The odds say that I should take Philadelphia over Dallas, but
not quite. I mean, Dallas, with the NFC East, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is they're down to their fourth string quarterback. Philadelphia really ought to still got to God, they got to win this game, but Philadelphia is not that great. I mean, they barely pulled out that game against the Giants last week. Oh boy. But there's no other 2-point game that stands out, really. So I will. I'll take Philadelphia for 2 points. That's what I got to do. I don't see anything else that jumps out at me. I'm going to leave the next one up to you.
Philly at home versus Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas is not good. Who's their quarterback? Does anybody know?
I was going to ask you who the fourth guy was because I don't know.
And the Dallas Cowboys are playing a football game, America's team, and nobody even knows the name of their quarterback. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's never a good sign. All right, I will take the Titans on the road at Cincy.
You
five
will.
And a half.
All right. Titans on the road. You know, the road and home is so much different this year. Has anybody done a stat on that yet?
An autopsy yet?
Yeah, to break down whether our visiting team's winning more this year because there's no fans in the stands, I don't really know.
I know that was the case in baseball.
Was it?
There was virtually there was no home field advantage through this season for baseball, for that 60-game season. Yeah.
All right, my 1-point game, I'm going to say that the Steelers are due to lose.
Ooh.
Baltimore beats everybody except Kansas City. So I'll take Baltimore as my 1-point pick over unbeaten Pittsburgh. Game you can hear, by the way, Sunday morning right here on 97.3 The Fan.
At home.
Yes, I'll take Baltimore. That's a tough one, though. The rest of them are tough. You know what? Can I change my mind?
You absolutely can.
Okay, because no one else picked. I'm going to change. Cam Newton says it's a must-win game for New England, but they're terrible. I'll take Buffalo. Instead, I don't trust Lamar Jackson anymore after that Monday night game against the Chiefs.
So you're taking Buffalo at home
as my 1-point pick. Yeah,
as your 1-point pick.
All right. So Tony took Kansas City for 3, Green Bay for 2, Tennessee for 1. My picks are Tampa Bay for 3, Dallas for 2, and Buffalo for 1. And now you get the upset pick. The slate is clear. You can pick any game. You just have to pick a team that is underdog, and they have to win straight up. And if they do, you get that many points. Tony, floor is yours.
Yeah, you brought me to this pick, actually. And, you know, I'm going to take New England at Buffalo.
Okay, you're going to take New England.
I'm going to take New England as my upset.
All right. You get 3.5 points. And that could close the gap.
Close the gap, yeah.
A little bit. All right, New England. You know, it's sitting there for me. And if I was any kind of a real Miami Dolphins fan, I would believe in Tua at home and go for the straight-up upset of the Rams. And I did it earlier with that 49er game, but I don't want to jinx. I don't want to jinx the Dolphins here. So I'm not going to take them. I'll be happy enough if they win. I don't need the points. But that means I got to find an upset somewhere. Man, there just isn't any. I don't like Cleveland. Take the Raiders.
The Raiders.
I only get 2 points if they win, but I'll take them over Cleveland. That'll be my upset pick.
Raiders, 2.5 points.
Yeah, well, two. We rounded down.
Oh, that's right, two.
So there you have it, our upset picks.
That's interesting you went there. I thought that maybe you might take a shot at Chicago over New Orleans, since New Orleans got to come to Chicago.
Yeah? Boy, Chicago looked really bad the other night.
Yeah, that's true. Rams did make them look quite brutal.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that your guy is going to be back this week for New Orleans.
Michael Thomas?
Yeah.
We'll see. How do you think Tua's going to do? I know we didn't pick that game.
I think Tua's going to do great. I don't think he's going to have like one of those performances that is like, man, do we need to go back to Fitzpatrick on this one? I think he's going to do well. Based on how the Dolphins have played this, they seem to have like a scheduled plan for him.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're going to put him in the best situation possible.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It'll be fun to watch. The Rams looked very good the other night. But, again, teams look different every week in the NFL. That's why it's a crazy league. All right, there's our NFL picks for week number 8. We'll see how we do.
Indeed. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, it's time to put Mr. Adam Klube to the test. That's right. We got a big 5 on the way. Stay tuned. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Our NFL picks are in for week number 8. We're just about set for week number 8, coming up at the top of the hour. Thursday Night Football, Falcons and Panthers. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. A couple of things to take care of very quickly. No interviews today, but a big one to tomorrow with Joe Sheehan coming on to explain why Blake Snell should have been taken out of that ball game. That and other interviews tomorrow. But anytime there is interviews on the program, guests join us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or to apply online, make sure you visit SDCCU.com. And one other thing, Tony, this hour brought to you by San Diego County BMW Centers. Through November 2nd, lease a 2020 BMW 330i sedan for $399 a month for 36 months with $4,124 due at signing. Contact a San Diego County BMW Center today for details, or visit sdcountybmw.com. Adam Klug sitting in for Scraby today. He's got the big five after we check traffic with Kelly Danik.
It's now time to expand our horizons, step outside the box.
Who the hell are you guys?
And turn this show upside down.
No, whatever it is, no.
Quinn and Chris will now talk about the best of the rest in the one, the only, the extraordinary. The Big Five, which starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Adam, here's where you step in and take us through the Big Five.
Adam, did you write these yourself?
I sure did.
Good.
Oh, nice. Let's hear
Maybe
it.
We won't have to hear 49er crap for a change.
I also learned from my lesson from last time. We'll start with number five.
All right.
Number five.
The Falcons play the Panthers tonight, which you can hear right here beginning at 5 o'clock on 97.3 The Fan. NFL Films released audio from inside the Falcons huddle last week at the end of the Detroit Lions game, where you can hear Matt Ryan telling his teammates not to score. Take a listen.
Hey, don't score.
Yeah, I would
don't score. Don't score. Get the first. Get the first. Get down.
So, guys, we'll start with you, Chris. Do you blame Todd Gurley for scoring, even though he was clearly told not to? Or do you blame the head coach, Raheem Morris, for not calling a quarterback kneel in order to run the clock down to the very end and kick a game-winning field goal?
Yeah. It's hard to blame Todd Gurley for scoring. I mean, that's your instinct. And, you know, it got the best of him right there at the goal line. He tried not to score. As I mentioned earlier in the week, I think something's wrong with the NFL when teams are actually trying not to score touchdowns to prevent other teams from getting the football. That just goes against every, you know, thing we've ever been taught. And, you know, I think offense is too easy in the NFL right now, and that's why teams are having to resort to this. And I'd rather them not have to resort to this. I'd rather them feel like they can score and then maybe stop somebody one time.
Tony, what about you?
Yeah, I as much as I want to blame Todd Gurley, it is instinctual. And you could tell it's instinctual because he realized as he was getting ready to go into the end zone, like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be doing this. He tried to fall. It just didn't work out. But Chris is on to something. Like, we are now at a point where it has become easy. It is easier to not score a touchdown and kick the ball off to the other team. It's easier to not go that route and try to take a knee as opposed to scoring a touchdown. Yeah, I think the NFL obviously has opened this game up a little bit for the offensive side, and this is one of the repercussions of that, is that a lot of points are scored. And a team like Atlanta, who should have won that game, even if they scored or not, didn't. And I don't know who's to blame. Maybe, I guess, you blame the head coach. He's the one calling the plays. He could have called a quarterback, Neil, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Number four.
I got to tell you, before you get to the next question, it's got to be one of the craziest pictures in the history of the NFL, though, is a picture of Todd Gurley at the goal line and three Detroit Lions standing there with their arms raised celebrating his touchdown.
Right up there with the fail Mary, right?
That's crazy.
Number four.
There have been reports that the Jaguars were considering benching Gardner Minshew due to his poor play. Well, Minshew may make the decision for the team as he suffered multiple fractures and a strained ligament in his right thumb. The Jags are on a bye this week, and Minshew's status for next week's game against the Texans is unclear. Minshew has felt discomfort in his hand for several weeks, but didn't tell the team until after Sunday's loss. Tony, we'll start with you this time. Do you blame Gardner Minshew for trying to play through the pain?
No. That's kind of what football players are bred to do, almost. You know, we hear about this all the time. This is just a thumb. We got dudes playing when they can't even see straight out on the field. You know, maybe not as much anymore, but that's kind of been built into the toughness of football. And also in Gardner Minshew's defense, he knows that he doesn't have a starting job solidified. And you look across the league, you see all kinds of guys getting replaced and only doing mediocre, not even playing necessarily poorly. And so I think he's, as a young man trying to establish himself in the league, he doesn't want to relinquish that starting spot if he feels like he can continue to play. But it seems like that's starting to catch up to him now as he actually made the decision to tell the team, which means that his hand probably isn't getting any better. And you hope he can recover and get back out there. They do have a bye week, so that plays in his favor. Maybe that was by design. Let me get to the bye week, then I'll say something, and we'll go from there. But certainly I understand him not wanting to let the team know.
Chris, do you blame Minshew?
No, I don't. Gardner Minshew's not guaranteed anything in the NFL, and he'd be the first guy to tell you that. So, I mean, he figures if somebody takes his job, he may never get it back. But I will tell Gardner that he's okay on this one, because even if he sits out a couple of weeks, the guy replacing him is Mike Glennon. So I think Minshew will probably get his job back either way.
Oh, long neck Glennon.
That's right.
Number three.
The Philadelphia 76ers are on the verge of hiring Daryl Morey as their new president of basketball operations. He'll be working alongside their new head coach, Doc Rivers. Chris, what percent chance you give Morey and Rivers of delivering a championship to the city of Philadelphia?
Zero until Ben Simmons' three-point shooting percentage gets higher than that percentage.
Wow, I love that. Tony, what percent chance title championship, 76ers?
Oh, well, let's see. Milwaukee's probably ahead of them. Miami's definitely ahead of them.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. They're probably like fifth in the East right now.
Boston.
Yep.
So, I'm not just saying this season, in their tenure together.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons and Embiid?
No, Morey and Doc Rivers.
Either one. It's the same thing, basically. I give them about a 10% chance.
Number two.
If Ben Simmons isn't spending every waking minute right now shooting 20-footers, then he doesn't belong in the NBA. And I know he's an amazing player, but he still has to be able to add that part to his game.
Number two.
Sorry to interrupt, Adam. Go ahead. Hello?
Did we lose Adam?
Did we lose him? Adam, uh-oh. Did we lose the host of the segment?
No, it works better if I turn my microphone on.
Ah, you just read that to nobody.
That was me doing my Scraby impression.
That was a Scraby right there. Please mark that on the tape, and we will try to turn that into a Scraby mess up somehow.
So even though I basically already read this whole thing, let's try that again.
Yeah.
ESPN broadcaster Brian Griese made waves on Monday night when he relayed comments he said he was told by quarterback Nick Foles of the Bears, where Foles said he knew as soon as plays were sent in that they wouldn't work because there wasn't enough time to execute them, which seemed like it was a pretty big indictment on the play caller, who's also the head coach, Matt Nagy. Foles addressed Greasy's comments yesterday.
First thing I did was go straight to his office because I think it's important. Y'all hear me talk about conversations and relationships, and even though that wasn't true what Brian said, it was important for Matt, Coach Nagy, and I to speak about what was said for our relationship. It doesn't matter if you're in marriage or what. If you keep something, you know, away from your wife and you don't ever talk about it, if you're married, you know, it turns into something that it shouldn't be. That wisdom right there made me realize, hey, I'm gonna go talk to Coach Nagy. I have a great relationship with him. We had a really good conversation, and You know, that's what's important is having those relationships with your coaches to where you can actually go in there and talk like men and put it all out there on the table so you can just move forward in the appropriate way. So it was really good, and, you know, I'm glad we talked.
Tony, do you believe Nick Foles when he says that what Brian Griese said isn't true?
Nope, I don't. Sorry, Nick. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. You can have all the meetings you want with your head coach. But listen, Brian Griese, to my knowledge, hasn't had any blemishes in terms of his broadcasting career, being a guy that just literally, as Nick Foles just have us believe, made that up out of thin air. Just completely made it up. I can't believe that. And to go on air with it, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, Nick, I'm glad you did the cleanup on aisle 7 there. But as I said, I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Chris, how about you? Do you believe Nick Foles?
No, not in the least. I mean, why would he have had this big, long, drawn-out meeting with Matt Nagy if what was said wasn't true? All he would have had to do is go in and say, hey, what was said wasn't true, and that would have been the end of the meeting. But he knows that he had to clean up some stuff because what he said was very critical of the head coach. The other thing is if it was ever, you know, somehow proven one way or the other that Brian Griese just flat out made this up, he should be fired.
He's dead.
And I don't think that that's the case. I agree with Tony 100%. I think Nick Foles told him that, and I think he said it, and I think Nick Foles is backpedaling as fast as he can to try and get himself extricated from this situation with his wife. Or, in this case, his head coach.
Number one. All right, guys, I'm going to turn my mic on at the beginning of this question this time.
All right. That'll work.
The Patriots are 2-4 on the season and are in the midst of a 3-game losing streak. Earlier today, Cam Newton said that Sunday's game against the division-leading Buffalo Bills is a must-win game. You heard Chris reference this last segment. Tony, do you believe in must-win games this early in the season?
I do, in the NFL, definitely, because you're only playing 16 weeks of an NFL season for every team. And depending on the division you are, you can't afford to be 2-5. I think the numbers show, you know, you start getting to that 2-4, 2-5 area, the chances of you being a playoff team just keeps dwindling lower and lower. So I do believe in must-wins, especially in the NFL. And with New England, they don't use that kind of language very often. They don't even really talk that often. The mere fact that you hear guys saying that out of their camp leads me to believe that they believe it's a must-win, too. So, yeah, I do believe in it.
Chris, up to you. What do you think?
Do you believe in must-win games? I think so, especially in this situation because it's a division game. And if the Patriots lose this game, they fall 3.5 games behind Buffalo. And there's no way you could ever make that up. If you're 2-5, the only other option to get into the postseason is to apply for reinstatement into the NFC East. And they're probably not going to do that. So, and the other part to this is I think it's a must-win for Cam Newton. Because even he said last week, if I keep playing the way I am, I'm going to lose my job, and he's probably right about that. So this game's a mess win in a lot of ways for the Patriots. I just don't think they're good enough to win it.
That's it for the Big Five today on 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
Nice work,
nicely
Adam.
Done, Adam. Very good, except for the part where you didn't turn your mic on, which is really a small...
Is that an important thing in radio?
You know what, though? It made me feel at home, though. It really did. We usually get one or two screw-ups from Scrabe. That was your one. It kind of made me feel comfortable again.
Right. Yes.
I'll make that my one for the day. I promise I will not screw up again the rest of the day.
No. Yeah, sure the rest sure of today?
Right.
You still got a minute sure and a half left. Anything's possible. All right. Good Big Five today. Good questions there. Good stuff for sure. We got NFL football coming your way. Sources are saying at this late hour of our show anyway that A.J. Hinch, you mentioned it earlier, Tony, is now the inside and favorite to be the new manager of the Detroit Tigers. So that is one note we can pass along to you at this late portion of the show. And one other thing I wanted to mention, Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci. Do you know who that is, Tony?
No, I do not.
Nor does anybody else. That is your Dallas Cowboy Sunday night starting quarterback?
God help the Cowboys.
Ben DiNucci. Go get him, Ben. All right, stay tuned for Thursday Night Football. We got a full four-hour show tomorrow, including a visit with Joe Sheehan. Should be some fun stuff. Make sure you join us at 3. Adam Klug, great work sticking in for Scraby. For Tony, I'm Chris. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.